Joining us now, Tim Thielman, Executive Director of the Campaign for Greater Buffalo History, Architecture, and Culture. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, so there's a couple of things that that you've sent some information on here, but what's catching our eye this morning, the idea of a high-speed road train that would connect Buffalo to Albany. Now, this is going to go into a series of studios to be studied, so obviously there's a lot of study still to come. That being stated, what can you tell us about this concept as it stands right now?
Well, you know, Jay, in historic preservation, of course, our goal is to preserve the historic cores of cities, towns, villages, cores that were built during the railroad age. And there have been many studies over the years, as long as I've been alive, on high-speed rail through upstate New York, and they all founder because of the extraordinary cost of right-of-way, new equipment, new technologies. So it occurred to us, well, if we could develop something based on, you know, current technologies and not have to buy right-of-way, maybe we can replicate the great effects the trains had, you know, concentrating activities downtown, increasing the value of you know, upstate downtowns and making it easy for people to go between, say, Buffalo and Albany. And so we developed this idea of, geez, what if we use the thruway median and develop, you know, a high-speed vehicle, an articulated vehicle that can go average 100 miles an hour between Buffalo and Albany and depart twice, three times an hour during the course of the day, you'd be creating something that would be an alternative to the car, and that could help downtowns. Because there is, as you may know, there's no reliable public intracity transportation in upstate New York, and that's millions of people that don't enjoy the benefits of that, like downstaters. You know, if you live from Poughkeepsie to the tip of Long Island, you can get, you know, public transportation by rail to the core of Manhattan. You can't do that in upstate.
Yeah, and it opens up so many different questions, but just one of the specifics, like you said, you're going to use the median of the thruway. This is the concept as it stands right now. And high-speed articulated vehicles, give us what that, give us a better understanding of what that means.
Well, Jay, you see, I'm trying to avoid the use of the term bus or motor coach.
Okay.
Because I don't want to get that in people's mind because people are biased against it. However, a low-floor vehicle, you know, transit companies around the world are developing these, also electric ones, that are articulated. So there's a couple sections, two or three sections, and these can be, you know, luxury style, three across seating, leather seats. They're doing express buses like this, by the way, motor coaches between Dallas and Houston, Houston and Austin, Tampa and Miami, and Washington and New York already. But the image still is, you know, the motor coach, it's stodgy, it's high. We want a lower, sleeker vehicle. And we call it a road train because it consists of various parts. And we want the imagery of a wide, comfortable, quiet ride and disassociate from the negative imagery that buses might have.
And, of course, the planned idea is to travel at about 100 miles per hour, which would make sure it would be considerably quicker to Albany than it is right now, even on the thruway. But back to that, finally, about that original concept that you touched upon, the idea that not only would this connect Buffalo to Albany, which would be nice in its own way, but at the same time bring something to the downtown corridor of the city of Buffalo and other upstate cities as well.
Yeah, you know, when we even, the word downtown, Jay, was invented in the United States because of the concentration that happened in a very short period when we industrialized and got trains, and then from the downtown train stations, we developed trolley systems. That allowed us to really concentrate business activity and mobility for people not only within, say, the Buffalo metro area. You know, there used to be daily train service from Orchard Park, Hamburg, things like that. But also between the cities. So what we're doing with this and what Cornell and UB Studios are going to be working on is how do we make downtowns very efficient? How do we link this road train to the local transportation systems? And in an unbroken belt across New York State, are public transit agencies, which cover Erie, Niagara counties, even Genesee County, Monroe, Onondaga, across the state. And then you finally get to the Albany area, and you can directly link into frequent Amtrak service down to New York City or perhaps Poughkeepsie, where there are hundreds of trains a day right into Grand Central Station.
Tim Thielman of the Campaign for Greater Buffalo History, Architecture, and Culture. Thanks very much for joining us this morning.
Okay, thanks, Jay.